Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Our youngest daughter is an author, with her first book coming out right about now. She just told us about what an author goes through to get a book published. First, you need a plot or subject. Then you hook up with people who help writers by reading the manuscript and giving criticism, constructive, we hope. Then you read and reread and so on until eventually it's published. Community comments, at least mine, go through a similar procedure. I have my subjects and I write and read and change this and that until I'm satisfied with what I've written. Of course, they're not perfect, and as with me, what you see is what you get. So, on my last comment concerning coins and vending machines, I wrote, read, and reread, and it wasn't until I heard the comment on Wednesday morning that I realized that I had made and missed a mistake. Who'd have thunk it? I said, most vending machines don't take quarters, when I intended to say most vending machines don't take coins of larger value than a quarter. So I apologize for that. If any of you read the webpage where you can read the comments, you'll see that I handwrite mine, and two full pages is 3 minutes, give or take a few seconds. I usually write my comments on Monday and tape on Tuesday and for broadcast on Wednesday. So this Monday morning, about 2 a.m., I was up treating my sinuses and my throat as they were keeping me awake. I was just about ready to crawl back into my recliner when the doorbell rang. I was almost afraid to answer it. But I cracked the door and looked out. It was my neighbor, Sarah, telling me that someone had just broken the window of the Jeep. Her husband, Jeremiah, grabbed a baseball bat and went after the three of them. Jeremiah was in his car, but he lost them. We called the police, and the officer showed up within a few minutes. Officer Goodell was very helpful. A couple of times we'd forgotten to lock the vehicles, and the opportunists got in. Now, just a short time after I hit the hay, here they break out the window. Might just as well stand out in the street and give it to them, I guess. Most of us are pretty much fed up with the skinheads and other vandals and thieves that are taking over our town. Looks like it's going to get worse. We need to take the money it takes to deal with the bums and build more jails and prisons. Some of you may remember my grandson, Nathan Madsen. Nate is down at Fresno State working on being a bulldog. His coach says he is one of the best freshmen he's had. Nate will be redshirted this year, and he'll work out with the team and be available when he is in his fifth year of eligibility. His summer school grades are all A's, so it looks like he's going to be okay. Well, every time I read the paper or hear on the news about these idiots carrying, dealing, and trading marijuana, and driving radically with broken headlights, taillights, and other defects, and then getting arrested, and what do you find in the trunk? Thousands of dollars in cash. How dumb is that? This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.